And so it is called the Kingston Trio and is working under that name.
Now, when you go out and perform, as you have done at Jonathan Swift's here in Boston, and when people hear this, you'll be in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, one of the great spots in the world.
Absolutely.
do they ask you to do old the Kingston Trio stuff, or do they go with the newer things that you have done?
Now,
like to hear.
Now they, since I've been doing this for 16 years, they want to hear my songs. And when I left the trio, all the clubs I would play would bill me as formerly of the Kingston Trio, John Stewart, and people would show up wanting Kingston Trio songs, and I didn't want to do that. So I really started from scratch, saying no mention of the trio, and I wouldn't do any trio songs. And now I've sort of softened and look back on those days with fond memories. So I do a little Kingston Trio section in the middle of the show now. I do Chilly Winds and some old trio songs. I'm really starting to love them again, playing the banjo again. It's, you mellow with the years.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I've mellowed a lot in my years, too.
I've heard you have, and I think you're the wild man of this station.
Yeah.
They bring him in on a chain. I've never seen anything like it.
I wonder who told you that.
Right, clear the path when you come. Clear the hallways. He's coming.
But, you know, it's interesting, though, looking back at that kind of music, that the nostalgia that's involved in it, and the people that look back at it and remember it now, is so incredible.
I know.
It really is. It's an amazing thing.
Well, for so many years, the Kingston Trio, it was if they had never been there.
Uh-huh.
And all the roots were taken from other people, and I knew they were big stars now who learned to play off Kingston Trio records. And all of a sudden, this emergence is coming back of trio people recognizing the trio and the folk era and Peter, Paul, and Mary as being something that really happened. It wasn't a dream we had one night and woke up to realize that it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And there... The people that grew up with folkies are the people who are really running the country now. I know President Reagan's chief speechwriter, a guy named Tony Dolan, is a big trio fan. He's home at night when I have a hard day and plays Kingston Trio songs on his guitar. So those are the people that are now in charge. And it's good to see that reemergence and remembering the trio again.
He'll probably play Worried Man and dedicate it to the president.
I would say. Put it on a tape loop.
Yeah, I couldn't let that pass. I had to get that in.
Just hope he doesn't play Tijuana Jam.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Where are all the flowers?
Yeah, right.
We will play Greenback Now.
Yeah, right, exactly. How do you like the music today?
Some of it I love. Some of it I can't take at all. I love the Police. I love the new Springsteen album. And the Culture Club really does some... The Culture Club is doing folk music.
Mm-hmm.
It's really camp songs. They're doing Karma Chameleon. But for the most part, I don't listen to the radio anymore, really. And
mm-hmm.
Sidney Lauper I love. There's about three or four that I think are terrific. And the rest, I don't relate to. I know a lot of people do, but it's not what I like.
Well, people... in 20 years look back on the 80s with the same fondness that they do of the music from the late 50s and the early parts in the early 60s?
I think you look back on the music of your youth as a way to remember time, as a way to remember who and where you were, and you look on it with fondness no matter what it was. I don't see that the kids I know today are as into music as we were. It has sort of taken a position in their life along with tennis shoes and computer games as, oh, yeah, that's part of it, but not all consuming like we used to.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be fashion rock now, not so much what you sing, but how you dress and who you are, your image. Michael Jackson is certainly the master of selling an image. My four-year-old son loves Michael Jackson, but couldn't tell you one of the songs he sings. He's in love with the guy and the image. And I think the same with Culture Club and Eurythmics. It's a whole fashion, image-oriented thing that we'll have to wait and see in 20 years what people remember.
But maybe people aren't into the music now because maybe there are more distractions now than there were in the late 50s and early 60s. I mean, in the late 50s and early 60s, everybody rode around with the tops down, the convertibles, singing Greenback Dollar or whatever. Now you have video games and cable television.
That's true. But see, I don't feel that music is a luxury. I don't feel it's like hula hoops. I think it's a necessity. If you take music out of your life, I'd like to go for 4 days without playing any music and see how you feel. I think it's a sad statement that there are too many distractions. I don't think that really has that much to do with it. I don't think the music is reaching out of the distractions. I think the most communicative force will work, and that certainly in music is the most immediate emotional transfer around, much more than cable TV, and certainly much more than network TV. The aim is not to move you at all. And if the music now isn't moving you, then it's designed not to move you. Because anyone who's gone to a John Philip Sousa concert knows the power of music. I mean, it's always been there. And I feel the music is powerless.
Absolutely,
now.
Yeah. Are you doing music videos at all? Speaking of video television?
Not yet.
Cable television?
No, we'd like to, but it's a very expensive proposition. It costs more to do the video of one song than it costs to do the album. So where's the logic in that? And you can't sell it. You know, it's only to sell your record. So mm-hmm. When we get some funding for this label, we hope to, because we think cable is going to be one of the big influences on music and one of the great ways to communicate music in the future.
Mm-hmm. Listen, it's really been a delight to talk to you, not only about a great era from the past and great music, but also about what you're doing now. And I hope the album just goes very well for you. And next time you're in Boston, be sure and come by and look us up.
I will.
Great to see you again.
Thank you. Good seeing you.
Thank you, John. All right, John Stewart of the Kingston Trio, formerly of the Kingston Trio, dropping by for a few minutes to say hello, and hope that he will look us up next time he's in town. It is about 24 minutes past midnight here on BZ Radio. We will take your calls right up now until 3 o'clock this morning. We'll have old-time radio at 3 o'clock. In the meantime, however, we'll talk with you at 254-5678. That's our telephone number.